WJTL, it's Hillsong Worship, no other name. Katie Nicole, hold on before that. Good morning. Liam and Fred with you, 7:05.
So Lisa Landis, she's on all week long, and it's like so awesome. But on Fridays, she wants to play your requests and dedications at 5 o'clock. Listen for your cue to call or post your request on Facebook tomorrow afternoon. It's the Friday Request and Dedication Hour at 5 o'clock on WJTL.
Today, our very special guest from Dive Incorporated, Executive Director Jason McKinney is here. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
So glad to be here.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yes, my wife, Nikki, and then my daughter, Naliana, and Javian. Son, Javian.
Awesome. Yeah, and hopefully they're up listening to you this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, and so tell us about Dive Inc.
Sure. So we're a residential program here in Lancaster City, helping men out of all kind of hardships of life, whether it's homeless, addictions, as coming out of foster care, out of prison, and just helping them to establish a foundation in Christ, but then also helping them get jobs and training, career development, financial literacy, and also be able to get the driver's license and things like that to be able to succeed in life.
So they're living in a housing situation that you guys, and then you're basically helping them do life.
Correct.
Yes. Correct. So talk about what a day looks like for some of the folks in your residential program.
Sure. So we start off with a word of prayer every morning. We do a devotional every morning, get into the word of God, obviously. And then we get into an assignment for each guy. So we kind of break down into an assessment. What we call the five F's. It's through Men of Iron facility, and we kind of work through this book of the faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances, and really working through what that looks like for each guy through that curriculum, and actually have a short-term goal for each guy and a long-term goal for each guy, and then also helping them to understand, okay, how do you live this out fully in each area of their lives? So then we kind of just work through that each week. But then also we challenge them, you know, whether they got to work with some trauma that they're going through, counseling, but then also how do they maintain, you know, through stress and learning how to adapt through getting a job and things like that as well.
Yeah. About how many guys do you have at any one time?
So we can have anywhere for 8 guys in total between 2 houses.
Okay. And how long is a residential program? Does it vary depending on what their needs are? Or?
Correct.
Yeah.
We kind of, that's where the assessment comes in.
Right.
We kind of assess each guy depending on the situation, whether they're coming in with, and then we go from there as far as, you know, milestones and where they long-term goal set and things like that. So, yeah, so typically a guy comes in, we do an orientation with them, we sit down, see what their short-term goals are and see what we can add and supporting them, and then also helping them reconcile with whether it's their family or things like that as well.
So what's the biggest prayer need that you have for your ministry?
Just really being able to connect with the body of Christ completely, being able to have others to come in and disciple some of these guys, also just mentor and be with these guys long term, so that way when they do leave, they have a support system when they do leave the houses as well. Because guys used to typically stay for anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half.
Okay.
So it all depends. And then they start off entry level at one location on 24 Green Street, and they can graduate to our other location on 624 High Street, which is more of a leadership development. And there, a lot of guys come back and they kind of encourage the new guys and also teach the new guys that, you know, how they've come through the process, you know, to kind of like encourage them and say, you know what, I've been where you're at now. You can also succeed just like we are as well. So
for somebody listening who that caught their attention, like, I'd like to come and help disciple, or I'd like to be a part of your team in doing that, how can they find out more information about doing that?
Sure. Yes. You could come to our website, diveinc.org. And then also you can please give us a call, 717-468-9532. We also have opportunities, whether you want to come and teach a Bible study maybe, or come and serve in some capacity. We have times where you can come and serve a meal to the guys, canned good drives. There's all kind of things that we have need of, hygiene products. Bedding and things like that as well.
How about financially? Are there opportunities for our listeners to give?
Yes, definitely. Again, on our website, diveinc.org, you can also donate there. There's a donate button there, and you can also donate through PayPal.
Yeah, and you have, there's an event, Faithful Give, that you guys are going to be a part of coming up. Tell us about that.
That's correct. We're very excited about Faithful Give. It's a great way to support our ministry. Going forward, it will be October 15th to the 17th. It'll be 3 days, and just an opportunity for us to partner with the community and other nonprofits, and we would love for you guys to support us.
Many opportunities to give, to volunteer, to support what's happening at Dive Inc. Check it out online, diveinc.org. We'll talk more with Jason coming up in just a bit. More music, too. Mercy Me and Need to Breathe next.